I think also to add to what the Prime Minister said, I just wanted to say, there are two sides to the insurance, of course, is the public insurance, a la CRIF, but the private insurance, I just want to underscore that point. And it's the most vulnerable who are always either uninsured or underinsured. And the premiums are going up. They can't even afford the premiums that they have now. Again, using Dominican, I'm sure the Bahamas is identical, and I'm sure if you go to all the member states who are affected by the hurricanes, it's the same thing. Although some persons have insurance, when they get their payback, it can barely cover the roof, let alone to put the furniture back in the thing, in the house. I'm sorry for talking that way. I've seen too much disaster in our region since 2015. I had to visit every single one of them, including the Bahamas when I went to the Prime Minister. We have to address as well, and I don't know what it is. Like you, Prime Minister, I don't basically understand insurance other than the fact that I know I have to pay my premium and I hope I'm covered after the hurricane. But we have to address something that allows and again, I want to repeat, the governments then have a moral responsibility. When they see 90% of the houses destroyed or without a roof and people don't have insurance, they have a moral responsibility to assist at a time when the fiscal space is just not there. But they have that responsibility. And yet we're seeing that they must get more coverage to reach the target that CRIF have set. CRIF says that they can give coverage up to 25%, am I correct, I think? But the coverage now, actually the payout now is around 2.5%, 10%, because that's what they can afford. They don't have the fiscal space. These are the realities that the governments face. Again, I went to Washington, I heard a lot about insurance, you know, you must get insurance, but the money is not there, the costs are going up. One hotelier in Dominica, his insurance went up by 40%, Prime Minister mentioned 2020. He said it will be 40%. Small hotel, yeah. And you want the economy to revamp, you want the economy to bounce back almost immediately. Now, I don't know what it is. And if we have a trajectory of where we're going to be by 2040 or 2050, as Tashina said, Prime Minister, last night you quoted Justin Ram's figures for 2050, so it coincides. It paints a gloomy disaster picture. And when you take into account that by 2030, 1.5% degrees is going to kick in, and we're going to really start to feel the brunt of the climate change, I think we have to see what is going to happen to us by 2030. We have to paint that scenario first with that increasing disaster. Yes, we must project to where we want to be by 2050, but paint the picture of what's going to happen by 2030 at 1.5%. And we need the help. We don't have the capacity to address those issues. As Prime Minister said, all the experts are in these rooms. All I know is what I hear, what I feel when I go on the ground in our member states and when I talk to our prime ministers. Thank you.
Just for absolute clarity, we've already reached 1 degree of that 1.5.